Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're on your radio dial at 95.9 FM. We are online at kgvm.org, and you can listen to our programming from there. And it's time now for a show that has been kind of coasting here for a few months, but we're trying to get back into it here. This is the Local Musician Spotlight, and I'm your host, Bob Wall. Each Wednesday night, I had been trying to have a musician or group of musicians into the studio to do an interview and some performances, and coronavirus kind of put a kink in that, but we're starting to get back into it again. And so tonight I'm happy to be in the studio with Neil Filobetto. Neil and I were kind of before the show waxing a little philosophic, so I'm sure that might bleed into the show a little bit here, but I'm glad you could come up and we could do this again. I guess I did a duo. The Desperate Electric was in the studio 2 or 3 weeks ago, but it had been probably about 3 months since the last time we did this. So
I think so.
It's good to be getting back into it. And so how are you weathering the shutdown, lockdown, stay at home, wear a mask situation?
Well, it is like we were saying earlier. If I don't get anything else accomplished today, at least I can be kind. And the quarantine certainly. It pushed me into a couple new songs. I was able to resurrect a couple old ones that I hadn't played in a while and thought about putting those back in the mix. But it certainly was different, you know, putting the skids on everything. I had a couple projects that kind of the perfect storm. I think I was in here before talking about Under the Umbrella. I had that project going with a CD booklet, and then boom, nobody was doing any person-to-person stuff, and that's kind of where that fell into also. But, you know, there's a couple things I've had to do, you know, like Zoom meetings on. I played some music for a political organization here in town, and you know, you get on the Zoom and it's kind of like Hollywood Squares. You know, I pick Bob Wall to block. You know, and yeah. You know, I was really impressed. There's a lot of good young people out there interested in doing positive things for the country and the world, certainly. But you know, it all starts in the community, and it all starts with being able to clean up our own street too. So.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I think that is, maybe it's kind of a tried and tested trope, but I think it's definitely true. And whatever else comes out of the situation we find ourselves in, I do think that a lot of people seem to be getting energized and mm-hmm. active, and a lot of young people especially. And it's, you know, we can wish that it had happened under better circumstances, I guess, but certainly can't turn away from that or think that that's a bad thing, that people are starting to think a little harder about maybe their role and mm-hmm. what they can do, what they should do, and what needs to be done. So,
I hear you.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time.
Well, and it is, like you were mentioning, I mean, it's sort of like the miracle of a tragedy. You know, it definitely pushes people into, I mean, you got to change pretty quick. You know, it's like, okay, this isn't here anymore. You know, what are we going to do? We're going to adjust our attitude and make the best of it. But
yeah,
it's been definitely different, but pretty doable.
Yeah, good. I think, you know, I guess it's maybe too early to say where things are heading. Certainly things seem to be heading in a good direction for a while here in Montana. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things have kind of maybe taken a step in the wrong direction again. But, you know, it seemed like things were starting to maybe relax a little bit and people starting to do a little music again out and about. Mm-hmm. And I think that's still happening some, right?
Yeah, with the stipulations, you know, it's time to do things a little differently. You know, a lot of it's probably what we should have been doing all along. You know, don't sneeze in people's faces, you know what I mean?
kind of thing. It turns out this is not the only thing that we're spreading around when we do that.
just being decent and aware of other people's surroundings. You know, there are some people that are real susceptible to this stuff, and that's that.
Yeah, spare some thought for others, right?
I think
that's. I mean, you know, that's maybe hopefully another thing that comes out of this. So I don't know. You know, it's a double-edged sword. I think when you're under a lot of stress and stuff, it's easy to draw in, kind of turtle in and get pretty hyper-focused and maybe lose a little perspective. But on the other hand, I think, you know, it hopefully people are getting a reminder that, hey, we really are all in this together. And, and you know, none of us is, there aren't very many of us that have a little cabin up in the woods and can go and sequester ourselves and be self-sustaining. So.
Well, and like we were saying before, too, it's about the adjustment of attitude. I mean, you might have to do it a couple times a day.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That shouldn't be a scary thing. That's a good exercise to be in the habit of, I think.
Yeah.
Well, great. Do you want to maybe play a song or two? And we'll
yeah,
get rolling.
I was going to start out. This song is called We Are All of Us, and it kind of breaks it down into I seem to have run into a lot of people that are self-made authorities on stuff they don't know much about, myself included probably. We are all of us. Everybody's a doctor, everybody's president. Everyone is blood money that's not very well spent. Everybody's a judge, just throw them in the clink. Everybody's a shrink, but it's not what we think. Everybody's a cop, but we know they're not. Some are crazy preachers, and their saints were bought. We're mud relatives with a few different fathers. They're self-made gatekeepers that won't even bother. We are all immigrants, we are all displaced. We are arms wide open with a human face. Who are the peacekeepers? Whose peace do they wear? Everybody's a tough guy, and their aim is to scare. Nobody is homeless, just keep looking the other way. Some of us are mercenaries, just killing for the pay. Too many are refugees, looking for their freedom. Blind border guards don't know how to treat them. We need more garbage men just to clean up this place. We are all of us in this time and this space. Everybody's an executioner, let your God sort them out. Everybody's our neighbor, we got to learn what that's about. There are those that wanna help, just got to dig in. There's a new sun a-shining, there's a new day to begin. We are all immigrants, we are all displaced. We are arms wide open with the human face.
All right. Well, that gets right to it.
It touches on a few things.
It does. While I was listening to that, I was thinking it's like, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier, and one of the phrases that came to my mind was, you know, people sitting in their armchairs deciding all of these things, like backseat driving gone amok, right? It's like, You can be a sightseer without being a backseat driver, right?
If I wanted you to drive, I'd have had you get in the back seat.
That's right. Yeah.
But it's just trying not to be an authority on everything, but it's important to be able to stick up for what you believe in, though.
Yeah, I guess there's kind of a line there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Between being passive and checked out and being aggressive and overpowering. You want to kind of split the difference there.
And when you see something that you think is wrong, you do. We have the right to, man, let's get in there and try and change this up a little bit.
Yeah.
This next song I like to do, it's a kind of a little different angle that it's called From a Different Mother. And Bob and I are brothers, is just from different mothers, you see what I mean? So it's From a Different Mother. Well, I took it one way, but it was the other. You are my sister and you are my brother, all of us from a different mother. We all came from somewhere, don't say you don't care. We're a world family, don't walk by and just stare when you know what is fair. His heart is warm, her soul is always close. Their door is open to what matters the most. Dinner's on the table and there's chow for us all. Wise being kind to your neighbor, an illusion to you now. Wealth was abundant, but not meant for the poor. The food that is wasted was tossed out the door instead of taking care of others. It wasn't long before we saw just how could this be in this world today. How did it get to be just me? Grandma said it's sad what she sees. His heart is warm, her soul is always close. Their door is open to what matters the most. Dinner's on the table, there's chow for us all. Wise being kind to your neighbor, an illusion to you now. I'm a different mother.
There you go.
You know, and I was born in the same town my parents lived in.
Well, that's an amazing quinky dink.
Yeah, it's pretty profound. Yeah. I could have been born in Rwanda.
Exactly.
Wherever my parents were. That's kind of how it ended up. But it's kind of hard to pick where we were born.
It is, yeah. Or our parents, really.
Yeah, that's right. They were all right after you got used to them.
Yeah. Turns out they get a break-in period when you can't really get away. So.
And they got a lot smolder. They got a lot smarter as I got older.
Yeah, it's up to a point, and then you thought they got really dumb, and then you found out that it was you and not them.
Maybe I should have followed up on that one.
Yeah. Want to play another one?
Yeah, those first two songs are from the Teeny Weeny Quarantini. And this next song I wrote some time ago, and the instrumental part of it is, I used to call it Blues for Brother Mark, and we lost him some years ago to suicide. And And I called the song, you know, as I played it, you know, when you play something over and over again, you begin to hear something else in it that opens the door maybe to something else that can join the song. And this one, I originally called it Mother Teresa, Can You Hear Me? And then with some extra reading, extracurricular reading, I found out that Mother Teresa wasn't all she was cracked up to be. And I'm not going to get into that now. But so I changed the song to the name of it is Martin Luther King is Looking for Gandhi. So kind of gets everybody in there. But anyway, this it ended up being kind of an important song to me. So. That rolls down her face is one of grief in this war-torn land. The warm air bent light rays from the sky put it in the corner of the newscaster's eye. He just kept reading the sad news, but he wouldn't dare cry. The mirage was sighted, but it came from somewhere else. I strain to see the hand of kindness in the distance. I see the mirage everywhere. I know it's there. Mother Teresa, can you hear me? Martin Luther King is looking for Gandhi. Mother Teresa, can you hear me? Martin Luther King is looking for Gandhi. The embassy in Kenya exploded. A plot of funded rebels in San Diego. As the rise under the curtain's tombs showed that building in Oklahoma in smoking ruins. The swivel eye panorama can't see the distant ship. The mirage sees the floundering vessel upside down in the sky. I strain to see the hand of kindness in the distance. I see the mirage everywhere. I know it's there. Mother Teresa, can you hear me? Martin Luther King is looking for Gandhi. Mother Teresa, can you hear me? Martin Luther King is looking for Gandhi. The confusion vision and two towers smoking in a field of full view, our Indian villages burning. The heavy hand to disarm is a mushroom cloud on the island of Japan. My vision's fooled in false light. Hoodwinked to think America had been so good. The mirage is a photograph, like the reflection in a mirror. I strain to see the hand of kindness in the distance. I see the mirage everywhere. I know it's there. Mother Teresa, can you hear me? Martin Luther King is looking for Gandhi. Mother Teresa, can you hear me?
Martin Luther King is looking for Gandhi.
Turns out sometimes when you go looking for Gandhi, you find other stuff that's not so good.
Well, and that's just that's in the mix. And I think that, you know, I remember an interview with Mr. Rogers, and they were talking about death and destruction when the Saddam Hussein's tower deal came down, and they wanted to know what he saw in the picture. And he said, look at all these people trying to help. And it wasn't so much in there. And, you know, like you got to go in there and kick somebody's butt to get things done. But there's all kinds that make that picture work, you know?
Yeah. That's a good thing to keep in mind, I guess, that there aren't very many pictures that are super monochromatic, right? There's a bunch of different things going on at the same time.
Right. And he used to look for the guy that the people that were helping.
Yeah. But, and he was one of them.
Yeah, he was. Well, and it's the people that are left are the ones that pick up after everybody. You know, it's like.
That's right.
Yeah. And we need those people.
Yeah. Yeah, not to take a total left turn, but while I was listening, I was listening to your guitar, and man, it's got this chime to it that's almost like almost sounds like a 12 string sometimes.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, this I play a Taylor 615 CE, it's called, and when I first bought it, you know, it sounds really bright.
Yeah,
and I had to replace all the frets in it, and they put a Music Villa put in a new bridge here that's bone instead of plastic, and man, it just, I tell you what, I should start sleeping with it maybe, and it's sort of creating this bond with my guitar.
Yeah, it's the maple back on it too, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe all the 615s are that way. Mm-hmm. And I've got one of those too with a quilted maple back. It's like I don't do anything with hardly any of my guitars, but that one hasn't been out for a long time. But it's wood porn, you know. But you get that really, really nice bright sound. And
so. Too bad you can't play the back. You know,
that's true. Yeah, part. The pretty part is nobody gets to look at that.
It's in my lap.
Yeah.
But we were talking earlier too. There, Red Tractor Pizza. I'm playing there on this Monday, actually the 13th. And a friend of mine, Leah Turner, is going to be playing a little bit and singing along. And she makes me sound a lot better. So we'll put her out front.
Cool.
But
is that your? You said you've done a couple. Have you done any other live stuff?
Yeah, lately? I did the Eagles a couple weeks ago, and that's all. And they're all, you know, you got to come in a certain area, and you got to everybody has to be seated. No dancing. You know, everybody's trying to do what's right, you know, and until inebriation takes over. and I'm also doing, Leah and I are doing the Bozeman Farmers Market on the 28th, and that's all outdoors. And the setup there is a little different than other farmers markets too. So, you know, like any other place, follow the arrows.
Yeah. And yeah. Then,
you just got to adjust and still, you know, we're still able to do these things. So,
yeah, it's nice to see that people are trying to figure out a way to do it. And obviously, it's a little more limited, but still try to maintain some sort of passing semblance to what used to be normal and give people a chance to enjoy music and stuff. So I hope that hope things kind of here in Montana that we get a little bit of a lid on things and don't have to maybe go back to being more strict about everything. I hope we can all agree to cooperate and maybe kind of slow it down without having to take a big leap backwards. So.
Well, without having to argue. I mean, yeah. Like we were saying before, wouldn't it be easier just to,
put your mask on and socially distance and don't get offended.
I can't get my mask off since Halloween.
Damn.
Stuck.
So how has it been during this songwriting? Have you been doing a lot of writing?
Well, yeah, and I kind of go in spurts. And, you know, usually when I write a song, I figure that's the last one I'll ever write. You know, it's like, you know, that'll never happen again. You know, and it's, I don't know why I think that way, but songwriting, you know, maybe I should go to a workshop or a lot of mine, well, it's just a little different. And, you know, that's where I hang out. Yeah. And, it has caused me to write about a couple different things. One song, from a different mother, kind of more of a folky, uplifting part of a deal. And this next one I'm going to play, it, you know, the state bird is the meadowlark. And, you know, they're not even here all year round, for crying out loud. And they get to be the state bird. So there's kind of a rustling in the birds. The crows and the magpies are getting a little ticked off about, you know, they were thinking maybe they could be the state bird. And so this next song is kind of about how, you know, maybe if they crossbreed, they could come up with a, you know, a really spiffy brand of bird. And for right now, we don't know what to call it. It's either crow pie or magro. So they're trying to get it together so they can maybe put in there, they could audition for the state bird.
Nice.
So, and
turns out domination of even things like state birdhood or
it's that's tricky. Right. You know, it's just not right. If you're not here all year, then
that's right. Yeah, I mean, it really ought to at least go to the full-time resident.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no reason to it. The and the name of this song is called "Split Your Tongue," and you hear these things about, well, yeah, if you catch a magpie and split their tongue, they know how to talk. And, I don't know if anybody's ever caught one, but able to do that. But so this one is Split Your Tongue, and it's kind of a metaphor for a different type of communication. And it's so I don't know. Maybe that's just way too heavy. It's just a song about birds wanting to be the state bird. Life can be the conspiracy. It didn't turn out the way it was supposed to be. Humans with no soul push joy in a deep dark hole. Mr. Crow Pie and Ms. Magro up Hungry Joe Hill. He's long gone, but his spirit lives still. I know, 'cause it's Mr. Crow Pie and Ms. Magro. Sit yourself down, split your tongue, and talk with me. Where's your treasure? Your bright cutlery. Inside the bone treasure chest, Mr. Crow Pie knows the best. He knows the best. You were killed for your feathers, just to make those pretty hats. They made you look like shiny naked bats. Naked bats. That's how I know, 'cause it's
Mr. Crow Pie and Ms. Magro. They are my friends. Together they make a very, very special blend. They're of the same family. Maybe now you'll just let them be. They said you would never get along, that you would never mix. They're afraid they won't get their favorite picks. I know, 'cause it's Mr. Crow Pie and Ms. Magro. It's a long story that was told, and it's hard to begin. They thought by now they'd be a state bird shoo-in. All that time they strut their stuff to find out it was never enough. All that time they strut their stuff to find out it was never enough. Just a state bird.
I might have got a little carried away with that one. But
they get a bum rap, that's the, for sure. I don't know. My aunt, it was before I was old enough to remember, but she had a magpie, and apparently it could say a few words. And I don't know, I don't remember if its tongue was split or not, but it turns out magpies are really smart birds, which is, coupled with the mischievous nature, can be kind of a... they delight in torturing our cats when they go outside. It's like, oh man,
they swoop the cats. It's just a. I think it's a. That turned out to be a wonderful little plaything. Obviously, I need to refine it a little more, but it was, stuff like that. And I kind of worked on that concept of Crow Pie and Magro for quite a while, and I tried to incorporate it into a song, and it just and I don't know if it fit into that one or not, but this time I got it to work, and I kind of like the concept of now it's time to crossbreed.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna take our best traits and try to get her done. I want to remind you, you are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, and we're on the radio dial at 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. If you're just joining us, we're here with the Local Musician Spotlight. We're back after a little COVID-19 induced hiatus, but Neil Filobeto is here in the studio with me, and Neil's playing us some music, and we're chatting about stuff, so it's awesome.
Yeah, and we're wrestling with some originals.
So. Yeah, this is what music's all about to me.
Yeah, it certainly keeps me on the planet.
we were talking a little bit about playing out and playing for audiences and how sometimes it's hard if you're not playing some covers and stuff, and I think it's really... there are so many things about people that are fascinating, but that's one of them to me, is like some people are really adventuresome and really enjoy new things, right? Mm-hmm. And some people are really not, and they really like the comfort of familiar things.
And it does make, and if you're sitting there eating dinner, you want to hear about crow pies in the background. Yeah, really, you know, if you're or some political thing that, you know, people have heard enough all day long about it.
Yeah.
And it's so there definitely is a time and a place, and that's why the covers I do pick to play, well, they end up being like Woody Guthrie. I've been working on a couple of his, you know, Vigilante Man, and but they're all politically driven, some Ry Cooter stuff I really
oh,
like.
Nice.
And and those guys, I don't know, I just like where they're sitting. And well, obviously Woody, not so much, but
yeah,
he's on the other side of the dirt. But you know, and the impact that his music had on certain movements that helped move people forward.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's it's really interesting the impact that musicians can have on like that when mm-hmm. they take a stand. It's, you know, I don't think this I don't know. I don't think this is a new thing, but there's a lot of discussion sometimes when musicians come out and say something about a political situation most of the time, and fans get all some fans are just like, I don't listen to you to hear you talk about politics. Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
well, but I did hear something really well. And I think it was Todd Snyder. He said something like, I am not here to change your mind or your opinions or your feelings. Oh, he didn't say feelings. I'm not here to change your mind and your opinions, but I am here to express my own.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does. But, it, you know, to each his own, I certainly, you know, some things aren't for everybody. And,
yeah.
But to me, if it triggers conversation or somebody can say, well, what the heck did he say? And, you know, the cause to listen to it again, maybe, or like with the Under the Umbrella, that project I was talking about, that was that whole design with mental health and recovery and stuff like that was designed to kick up some communication and conversation that wouldn't come out in traditional methods like textbooks mm-hmm. and another lecture. And you play a song and they go, oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. You know, most good songs, certainly, I think, there's, you know, the good ones, there's open to some interpretation and mm-hmm. leaves something up to you to introduce some part of yourself into how you heard it, right? And that's interesting to think about that as a conversation starter.
Yeah.
And, you know, to get people maybe discussing and at some point maybe the song fades in the background, it did its job, and now you've mm-hmm. got people that are talking about difficult issues. Right.
Even if it bristled you up a little bit. But and also as a songwriter too, I think that it's important for me not to fall in love with everything I touch. You know, it's like the good ones kind of hang around and the other ones, you know, it's like putting marshmallows into a piggy bank. You know, it's sometimes it just ain't there.
Yeah. Was that hard as you started writing songs and stuff to leave the ones that just didn't quite click?
They kind of just go away.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that people always ask me, Jesus, Neil, did you write that song? And I just said, no, I made it up. And it's like, you know, the singer-songwriter to me in my position, I play the guitar too, but it isn't like knowing the language of music, key signatures and keeping time and stuff like that. You know, we talked last time about that I do suffer from SAD, and that's solo acoustic disorder. And I think anybody who plays a guitar by themselves can be part of that group.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to play this one's a song called Praying for Dollars. And it's to me, it's about day-to-day living and living that Norman Rockwell life and wondering if that'll kill you. You know, it's like relying on one thing a little too much doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have an easy go of it kind of thing. So this one's Praying for Dollars.
Thank you. Santa hollers. Mama washes life off her hands. On the radio, someone's praying for dollars. And tonight's dinner is sticking to the pan. She wonders if she could die from living straight or being in a Norman Rockwell portrait. She's a mudganser on the surface, but looking at her, you would never know. She's paddling in a wild panic below, and the sunset red is starting to glow. Don't know if the hurricane was worse or dying alone in its aftermath thirst. Some things haven't changed since the Old West. Kids are still running around with guns. With that, they think that they're standing tall just because they can make a grown man fall. Then it comes back through grandfather time. What you got put together don't make a dime. You were all wiped out just last year. The first one back put up a casino. Disguised it looked like was a grocery store. And it's not enough, he still wants some more. You stick in your last ditch quarter on the way out of the revolving door. She thought she checked the mail before she went inside, though she doesn't really know why. Just a last chance letter from the clearinghouse. No purchase necessary, just dying to try. I don't know the reason, I don't know where to begin. There's no turning back, cause you got to play to win. I don't know the reason, I don't know where to begin. There's no turning back, cause you got to play to win.
First one back put up a casino. It sounds about right. Hey, there's something we could use.
Yeah, that's a sad indictment on the state of our situation, but all too true.
Yeah, but it's kind of a day in the life thing.
So as you've been writing songs, has what's the tone and tenor of things? Has it tended to be kind of influenced a lot by the situation, or?
Yeah, you know, I like to think I read enough and I listen a lot, and you know, it comes from all that. I'm always one that would say that, you know, I'm not sure if I've come up with the original idea or not, just because of. We all feed off of each other, it seems like, and for me to take credit sometimes is, you know, I think I mentioned last time, you know, somebody said, well, have you copyrighted all this stuff? And I said, well, no, I haven't. So aren't you worried if somebody's going to steal it? And I said, hell, I'd be flattered if somebody stole it. You know? That's just the way it is, but I think that I've been heckled a couple times, but it's relatively harmless. And being in that vulnerable state where, you know, if somebody says something, I want to take my ball and go home. You know, it's like and listen to what they say. I mean, it's not always easy to take, but it doesn't happen that often. And like I say, I try to temper all this stuff with covers that people feel a little more comfortable with. Well, and
yeah.
Half of them are so old, they don't what the heck was that?
Yeah, they didn't know it was a cover.
Yeah, I'd say, well, Bob, you know, I am going to be 103 this month.
Well.
And
you're holding up well, I have to say.
what kind of music do you play? Well, it's old. But
yeah, I think that that's got to be a hard thing, and I think that's kind of with all sorts of art. You know, you have to pour a bunch of yourself into it, and then And then when it meets with the public and they have different impressions of it, different ideas of it and mm-hmm. stuff. And I would guess that sometimes that might be a little hard to incorporate the feedback, because sometimes the feedback, I'm sure, is not given in a very constructive way, especially, trying to remember that, like I said, any good song certainly is not cut and dried, and it's open to interpretation.
Certain just to takes on it.
Understand that, right? It's like, well, I think of things when I hear you singing it, and I'm sure that they don't overlap exactly with the things that you think of when you write it and mm-hmm. when you sing it. So just that idea that there's this intersection there that's going on.
All kinds of triggers in it that kicks off another round of thought or discussion. And it's, I don't know, it's a, I asked my wife the other day, I said, honey, how many times do you think you've heard this song? She said, how many times you played it? So, God bless her for hanging around. And God, he's going to play it again. But
you know, it's just a reminder to be super thankful because you're playing it on a guitar and not a banjo. So,
paddle faster. But I have kind of my, I don't know, I can't even call it my own version of the blues. It's like that one, Split Your Tongue. I call it West Dakota blues. And I describe my guitar style as the West Dakota stutter. And actually, that's the name of when Lee and I are playing at the Red Tractor Pizza and the 28th Bozeman Farmers Market. We are the West Dakota stutter. So
I saw that.
If I'm solo, I'm just me. But anyway, this next song is definitely a West Dakota blues version of you grow up listening to the blues, and whatever it is they do it all night long, and in the morning all night long. But there's kind of catchphrases that that the blues kind of uses over and over again, and certainly Somebody Done Me Wrong. And so this kind of incorporates a bunch of those phrases that, and oddly enough, it's called All Night Long. It was like I was just born yesterday. It seemed like all night long. I tried to grow up smiling, but it turned out all wrong. You wouldn't know that might be, baby. I'll be dead and gone. What started out so weak ended up so strong. I went out just for one evening, seemed like all night long. When I finally came to, I've been away 1 week too long. You had my clothes already packed on the bus and gone. I guess you were saying, forget about us, baby, we're all done. Been messing around with me, baby, one time too many. I knew we was leaving. I looked around the room, there just wasn't any. I was so low down and dirty, you wouldn't give me no call. And when I asked you for a glass of water, you brought me a cup of ethanol. Thank you.
like me, baby, one time too many. I felt so bad, I went to bed like an angel. I woke up with a circus clown. Just because of you, sweet child, all for what you did. Just because of you, baby girl, I finally hit the skids. I woke up this morning with a great big headache because of all night long. Or maybe it was how much I drank, or maybe I was coming on so strong. I've been a-cooking all day, baby, simmering, trying to stir up a clue. That was the day that you left. I don't blame you, you had to. That was the day that you left. I don't blame you, you had to.
Got quite a few of those tested and tried and true blues things in there.
My clothes are already packed. They're on the bus. And it was a cup of ethanol instead of gasoline.
Yeah, there you go.
So I updated
it. Updated a little, yeah. Got to keep it modern. Keep it modern.
But I really like being able to get together, like with Leah being able to come on board and sing a little bit, and John Sanders playing on bass, and they take a look at these songs, and what they end up sounding like isn't all the time what I started out with. And that's a blessing, believe me. That, whoa, that turned out pretty good. And the fun part about doing that is including others, you know, and then that's, all of a sudden it's made something a little more worthwhile.
Yeah.
But
how, so you were kind of, you had put out your Under the Umbrella project and were just starting to kind of promote it and get it out there. And when things kind of slowed down, right?
Yeah. And, but still I was able to, I send it to a penitentiary in North Dakota where there's addiction counselors there that, and you can imagine the hammering sameness those people go through with. So that, you know, I haven't heard back from them, however, but the way it was presented was to, you know, today we're not talking. We're just going to listen and see what this kicks up kind of thing. And they were excited about it. But then, like you say, everything kind of fell off into the perfect storm. Seems to be a lot of those.
Man, that's
the perfect
true.
Storm. And but addiction counselors, a couple of treatment centers, and individuals that can also get something out of it. And
yeah.
And love the way it turned out and the way it sounds. So
yeah, sounds really nice. Yeah. The production's good on it.
Like I said, it was my 5-year project that, it's probably longer than that. But most of that was procrastination and self-doubt and, you know, why am I even doing this, you know, kind of thing. But
yeah. Was it kind of hard to convince yourself that it was, you were the right person, it was the right project, and that was the right time? Or?
Well, you know, I still am, you know, and I think that, it's not that it's important to have feedback all the time, you know, especially not only just singing and playing, but an artist or a jeweler or anybody that puts something together that comes from them. Encouraging and appreciating is pretty important in any one of those things because it kind of rounds out when you do get that encouragement and an appreciation that it goes a long ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Like with an artist, you know, you can't necessarily afford what they have, maybe, but you can sure tell them it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and it's keep doing it.
Right. Yeah, a little, kind of little positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And But
we've got about 5 minutes left, or four, if you've got a. Did you want to do one more?
Let's see if I can keep it short, huh? Well, let's see here. They're all about 4 minutes long, so I don't want to run you over either. But oh, this one I can shorten up. If you ever wondered where God does his banking, it's at the Vatican Bank.
Well, stands to reason, I guess, just, now that you say it.
Came from a long line of preachers in sharkskin suits, wearing collection plate rings and snakeskin boots. His message is salvation, his gospel is fear. Put them all in a panic, told them the end was near. His book's the history he wants you to hear. He looked in my wide eyes and said, pray for me. And I'm thinking I'm the way I'm supposed to be. God made no mistakes and nothing's ever wasted. What the hell's he doing with a man like me? Pacing back and forth in my cage by the sea. One day Socrates hit his knees and said, doesn't this sound a little strange to you? You eat his body and you drink his blood. I don't really want to know what else you do. Sounds like a witch hunt, something way out of the blue. Trust in compassion is much slower than a gun. I wrap my arms around a big oak tree. Ain't no difference between that big oak and me. Most of the time I marvel and I don't know who to thank. I want to know, is God's money in the Vatican Bank? La da da da. Most of the time I marvel and I don't know who to thank. I want to know, is God's money in the Vatican Bank?
That certainly seems to be a topic worth pondering.
Yes, it's or not.
We've been in the studio tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight with Neil Filobeto, and next Monday night, Red Tractor Pizza, you and Leah Turner will be playing some songs.
And then the 28th at Bozeman Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market, all right.
Thanks a lot, Bob, for what you're doing for the local music and stuff. It's awesome.
You bet. Thank you for coming on. I think next week we'll be back, and I think Jessica Jane Hegg is going to be here in the studio and playing some songs and talking about music and such, so hopefully you can join then. We've got Amy and Jill's show coming up next, so stay tuned, and I'll be back at 10 for Nocturnal Transmissions. Play a little rock and roll for the couple hours to get us up to midnight for you night owls out there. And thanks again for listening to KGVM Bozeman, and hope you enjoyed.